The Country Station, Goober 95.1. Good morning. It's 5 a.m. here in the Pseudo Financial Studios. And that means it's time for the Get the Scoop radio show. My name's Chris Schalk, and I serve as Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture. I've got Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture and the co-host of Get the Scoop, Kristen Hildebrand, right here alongside. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Chris. So good to be with you.
It is good to be here. All right, so it's Tuesday.
Y'all should have seen his hands up.
Oh, yeah,
there.
I was kind of doing the dance. I had a little happy dance.
I thought that was a cheerleader going there.
Well, it could have been. It could have been.
I love it.
Yeah, I would. Yeah,
Chris, right. The little cheerleader.
Yeah, I would
here.
Be. I would definitely be a bass, though. You know, okay? I don't think that I'm going to be doing much tumbling.
He always talks about how I'm just a ray of sunshine. So
yeah,
but that was kind of cool. I caught you in mid-action.
Yeah,
there.
I was kind of doing the little happy dance here in the Pseudo Financial Studios. But anyway, we better get back to work.
Okay. Aye, okay. Captain.
All right. So yesterday you started talking about let me just try that one again. Yesterday you started talking about August gardening activities.
Mm-hmm.
Can't talk, can't read, can't do anything right this morning. But anyway, and you, as we finished up, you were kind of alluding to this next step, okay?
Yes.
This next step, and that's putting down a cover crop,
mm-hmm.
okay? So let's first talk about what a cover crop is and what are the benefits for the home garden.
Yeah, so cover crops can offer a lot of benefits. One of the ones is they help reduce soil erosion, so it keeps all your soil right there intact and in place, so that way you don't have to worry about it running off into other areas of your home yard or even into other fields that might be close by. It also will offer and add organic material to help improve your soil, and that's really the secret behind having a good garden. And I would think it would be the same thing for field crops.
It is.
As well.
It is.
Is you're always trying to build that soil back up. And so right now we're in that transition coming out of the summer season into the fall, and right now is a good time to be thinking about some of these things to help improve it. And it also, Chris, provides some winter and early spring grazing. So a lot of things that it can offer, and like I said, some of these will help. You know, cover crops can take up and hold the nutrients, especially nitrogen if you're looking at legumes. And so there's just a lot of good things related to cover crop. I know some people refer to cover crops as green manure because it's actually something that is like a manure, except it's in the green form. So I wanted to touch base and talk about a couple of the winter cover crops that you can consider for your garden. And it's also listed here for fields as well, some of the different options. And it really goes back to what you're hoping to accomplish for your garden. So whatever you rank the highest, whether it's improving the soil or it's suppressing weeds or reducing erosion, any of those things, that's what you want to keep in mind, especially when you're selecting the cover crop that you want to. So there's grains. So rye, it's probably the best overall small grain cover crop. Typically, this is seeded from August here in northern and eastern Kentucky through mid-November in western Kentucky. And there's a lot of different things that are advantageous with the rye. So it germinates pretty quickly, it grows particularly fast, and it provides good winter cover crop if not planted too late. So those are all some good things that it does. Another option in the small grain category is wheat. It's also an excellent cover crop. It's easier to help manage and most versatile than the other small grains, and it can typically be seeded anywhere from mid-September to mid-November. However, planting made after mid-October may not always provide the best winter cover and weed suppression. And so that one might be one that you want to consider. Oats can also be used as a winter cover crop, and but they're not always the most effective. So sometimes if you have it mixed in, it can still give you some good benefits mixed in with some of the others. Oats are also more subject to winter kill, so you might want to start growing later in the spring with it. So those are a couple of the grain options. Now there's also some quick maturing grasses that you can look at. Annual ryegrass, sometimes that can always be used as a winter cover crop, although it can be winter killed in some years if it's pretty bad. So, and this one can actually be planted in August or September. It's usually good top growth before the cold winter season kicks in. And then the legumes, those are the ones like that fix nitrogen back into the soil through their nodules that they produce on the roots. So Hairy Vetch is one good option. There's also some Crimson Clover and some Australian Winter Peas.
All right. So if folks got more questions about cover crops, all they got to do is pick up the phone and call the Extension office, correct?
That's right. And we have a great resource available as well.
All right. Kristen, we appreciate that. And folks, we invite you back here each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop. Brought to you by our good friends down at Farmers Regional Livestock Market and over at Hobdy, Dye & Reed. Get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.